You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday renewed his redistribution of wealth attack against the Congress even as the opposition party urged the Election Commission to take action against him for his alleged communal remarks made a day earlier at a poll rally. Modi, while slamming the Congress manifesto at a rally in Rajasthan's Banswara on Sunday, alleged that the opposition party was planning to give people's hard-earned money and valuables to infiltrators and those who have more children, and referred to former PM Manmohan Singh's speech in 2006 to contend he had said that Muslims have the first claim on the country's resources. Kolkata Police Special Task Force and the Detective Department arrested a person from Mumbai for purportedly conducting recce around the residence and offices of Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee, an official said on Monday. The person, identified as Rajaram Rege, who is also linked to a political party in Maharashtra, tried to call up the TMC's Diamond Harbour MP and his personal assistant, Pa, the officer added. Additional Commissioner of Police Muralidhar Sharma claimed that Rege had met the 26/11's Mumbai terror attack prime accused David Headley earlier. Rege was arrested a day after West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee alleged that the BJP is targeting her and her nephew and TMC National General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee, and they do not feel safe. Oil prices steadied in Asian trading on Tuesday, after falling in the previous session, as investors continued to assess the risk from geopolitical concerns in the Middle East. Global benchmark Brent crude oil futures traded 4 cents higher at $87.39 a barrel, and U.S. West Texas intermediate crude futures also gained 4 cents to $81.94 a barrel. Both benchmarks fell 29 cents in the previous session on signs that a recent escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran had little near-term impact on oil supplies from the region. Yashasvi Jaiswal ended a string of poor scores by posting his second century in the Indian Premier League as Rajasthan Royals thrashed Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets on Monday. Jaiswal scored an unbeaten 104 off 60 balls, including 9 fours and 7 sixes, to lead Rajasthan to 183 for 1 after Mumbai struggled to 179 for 9. Medium pacer Sandeep Sharma collected 5 to 18 in 4 overs for Rajasthan, while leg spinner Yuzvendra Chahal took 1 but became the first bowler to reach 200 IPL wickets. Jaiswal's previous highest score this season was 39. He and opening partner Jose Buttler combined for 61 in the power play when rain interrupted the chase for 45 minutes without losing any overs. Jaiswal didn't lose focus, but Buttler was bowled in the 8th over for 50 off 31 balls. Veteran actor Mithun Chakraborty was conferred with the prestigious Padma Bhushan Award for his outstanding contributions to Indian cinema. The actor, known for his iconic performances, expressed his heartfelt gratitude upon receiving the honor. "I am very happy. I have never asked for anything for myself from anyone in my life. I am very happy because when someone receives so much respect and honor, it's the happiest moment," Mithun said, fondly called Mithunda by his fans.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.